This second half of the Carnegie Hall performance in 1972 by the Ohio State Concert Band featured our assistant conductor, Bob LeBlanc, conducting the Percy Grainger Lincolnshire Posy. Bob had some tough shoes to fill. A lot of us from the earlier years had played under Dick Suddendorf and just thought the world of him. So when Bob came in, it was no secret that some of us, including myself, never really felt that he could live up to the great Dick Suddendorf. However, we all changed our minds during this performance at Carnegie Hall because Bob just did a wonderful job and a wonderful interpretation of Lincolnshire Posy. And just some years later, I was fortunate enough as a member of the Cleveland Orchestra to play with the Cleveland Wind Ensemble conducted by Fred Fennell on those wonderful Telarc recordings. And I have told many people that I felt that our Lincolnshire Posy from Carnegie Hall in 1972 with the Ohio State Concert Band was just a little bit better than the recording we did with Fred Fennell. So, Bob, good job. And I know that some of the horn personnel in the horn section at that time are sitting there listening to this now saying, damn, Ralph Wagnitz never shuts up. And I bet you it's Rod Tolliver. But I want to say that I was never prouder to be part of any horn section than I was this 1972 horn section with the Ohio State Concert Band. And what great story I just shared with Dr. McGinnis recently was after the performance, a whole bunch of French horn students came down, and I think it was myself and Beth Workmaster and Pat Iguli were talking backstage. And I think there was 8 or 10 different horn students, and some were from Juilliard and some were from the Manhattan School. And they just raved about the horn section, and they said that they couldn't believe that there was such a great-sounding horn section in a university concert band. I think just the fact that Dr. McGinnis allowed us to really play out and really play with a little bit of edge and that big sound that we had really made a unique sound to that year's band and bands before that, too. But especially this horn section, these 8 people— who, again, I think so much the world of. They just played so well together. We all, 8 of us, played as one horn player many times. And the blend and the intonation and the sound is still one of my most wonderful memories playing the French horn. So, Rod, finally, here's the second half of the Carnegie Hall performance, March 23rd, 1972.